Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking. Describe a place where you thought things were too expensive. The IELTS speaking exam often includes questions about personal experiences and opinions, including topics related to travel and expenses. One common theme that may arise is describing a place where you found things to be too expensive. This topic allows examiners to assess your ability to express opinions, describe experiences, and use appropriate vocabulary related to costs and travel. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1 of the IELTS speaking test, you may encounter questions related to expenses and travel. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: Do you like shopping? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I enjoy shopping, especially for clothes and electronics. I usually go shopping once or twice a month, and I like to compare prices before making a purchase. Band 8-9. Answer: I must say I have a penchant for shopping, particularly when it comes to fashion and technology. I tend to indulge in retail therapy about fortnightly, and I'm quite meticulous about researching prices and quality before making any significant purchases. It's not just about buying things. I find the whole experience rather therapeutic. Question: Have you ever felt that something was too expensive to buy? Band 6-7 answer: Yes, definitely. There have been times when I wanted to buy something, like a new smartphone or designer clothes, but the price was just too high for my budget. It can be quite frustrating. Band 8-9 answer: Absolutely. I've encountered numerous instances where the price point of certain items was simply beyond my means. For example, I once set my sights on a high-end laptop, but its exorbitant cost made it prohibitively expensive for me at the time. Such experiences can be quite disheartening, but they also teach valuable lessons about financial priorities and the importance of budgeting. Part 2. Long-term cue card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe a place where you thought things were too expensive. You should say, where this place was, when you went there, what things were expensive there, and explain why you thought things were too expensive there. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I visited Tokyo, Japan, which I found to be incredibly expensive. I went there last summer for a week-long vacation with my friends. Tokyo is known for being one of the most expensive cities in the world, and I certainly experienced that firsthand. Everything from accommodation to food and transportation seemed to cost a lot more than I was used to. One thing that really stood out was the price of fruits. I remember seeing a small box of strawberries that cost almost $20, which was shocking to me. Even simple things like coffee or a sandwich were much more expensive than in my home country. I think the main reason for the high prices is that Tokyo is a major global city with a high cost of living. The limited space and high population density also contribute to the increased costs. Additionally, many products are of very high quality, which justifies the higher prices to some extent. Despite the high costs, Tokyo was an amazing place to visit, and I don't regret the experience. However, it definitely made me more aware of my spending and taught me the importance of budgeting when traveling to expensive destinations. Sample answer. I'd like to recount my experience of visiting Geneva, Switzerland, which I found to be astonishingly expensive. I had the opportunity to travel there last autumn for a week-long business conference. Geneva is renowned for being one of the most costly cities globally, and my experience certainly corroborated this reputation. The exorbitant prices encompassed everything from accommodation and dining to transportation and leisure activities. One aspect that particularly caught me off guard was the astronomical cost of dining out. I vividly recall being taken aback by a modest lunch at a mid-range restaurant, which set me back nearly 50 Swiss francs, approximately $55. Even mundane items like a cup of coffee or a bottle of water seemed to come with a hefty price tag. The sky-high prices in Geneva can be attributed to several factors. Firstly, Switzerland boasts one of the highest standards of living in the world, which naturally translates to increased costs. Additionally, Geneva's status as a global hub for diplomacy and international organizations drives up demand for goods and services. The strong Swiss franc also contributes to the perceived expensiveness for visitors from other countries. Despite the financial strain, my time in Geneva was incredibly enriching. The city's pristine beauty, efficient infrastructure, and cultural diversity were truly awe-inspiring. This experience served as a valuable lesson in financial planning and budgeting for future travels to high-cost destinations. It also gave me a newfound appreciation for the relative affordability of my home country and made me more conscious of the global economic disparities that exist. Follow-up questions. Do you think it's worth paying high prices for quality products or experiences? Band 6-7 answer. I believe it can be worth paying higher prices for quality, especially for important things like electronics or experiences that create lasting memories. However, it's important to find a balance and not overspend unnecessarily. Band 8-9 answer. I'm of the opinion that investing in quality products or experiences can indeed be justified, particularly when it comes to items that significantly impact our daily lives or create indelible memories. That being said, it's crucial to strike a balance between quality and affordability. We should be discerning consumers, weighing the long-term value against the immediate cost. Sometimes, paying a premium for durability or exceptional experiences can be more economical in the long run, but it's equally important to avoid falling into the trap of equating high prices with quality in all instances. How do you think high prices in tourist destinations affect local residents? Band 6-7 answer. High prices in tourist areas can make life difficult for local residents. They might struggle to afford housing and everyday items. On the other hand, tourism can bring more job opportunities and economic growth to the area. Band 8-9 answer. The inflated prices in popular tourist destinations can have a profound impact on local residents, often resulting in a double-edged sword scenario. On one hand, it can lead to gentrification and a higher cost of living, potentially pricing out long-time residents from their neighborhoods. This can create a socio-economic divide and alter the cultural fabric of the community. Conversely, the economic boom from tourism can generate employment opportunities and stimulate local businesses, potentially raising the overall standard of living. It's a delicate balance that requires careful urban planning and policymaking to ensure that the benefits of tourism are distributed equitably among the local population. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: Do you think the cost of living will continue to rise in most countries? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I think the cost of living will probably continue to rise in most countries. This is due to factors like inflation, population growth, and increasing demand for resources. However, the rate of increase might vary between different countries and regions. Band 8-9 answer. It's highly probable that we'll continue to see an upward trajectory in the cost of living across most nations. This trend is driven by a complex interplay of factors, including inflationary pressures, demographic shifts, resource scarcity, and technological advancements. However, it's important to note that this increase is likely to be non-uniform, with significant variations across different economic zones and geopolitical regions. Emerging economies might experience more rapid increases as they catch up with developed nations, while some advanced economies could see a more gradual rise or even periods of stagnation. Additionally, disruptive technologies and shifting global power dynamics could introduce unforeseen variables into this equation. Ultimately, the trajectory of living costs will be heavily influenced by how governments and international bodies manage these complex economic forces. Question: How can governments help citizens cope with rising living costs? Band 6-7 answer. Governments can help citizens deal with rising living costs in several ways. They can provide subsidies for essential goods and services, implement rent control measures, and offer financial assistance to low-income families. Additionally, they can work on policies to control inflation and promote economic growth. Band 8-9 answer. Governments have a plethora of tools at their disposal to mitigate the impact of escalating living costs on their citizens. A multifaceted approach is typically required, encompassing both short-term relief measures and long-term structural reforms. In the immediate term, governments can implement targeted subsidy programs for essential commodities and services, introduce or expand social safety nets, and offer tax relief to lower and middle-income groups. Housing affordability can be addressed through rent stabilization policies and incentives for affordable housing development. For long-term sustainability, governments should focus on boosting productivity, encouraging wage growth, and fostering a competitive economic environment. This might involve investments in education and skills training, promoting innovation, and implementing policies to attract high-value industries. Moreover, monetary policy tools such as interest rate adjustments and inflation targeting can play a crucial role in maintaining economic stability. It's also vital for governments to strike a balance between supporting citizens and maintaining fiscal responsibility to ensure the long-term health of the economy. Ultimately, the most effective strategies will vary depending on each country's unique economic circumstances and social fabric, requiring a tailored approach rather than a one-size-fits-all solution. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases related to the topic of expensive places. Exorbitant, exorbitant. Adjective, unreasonably high in price or amount. Example, the hotel rates in the city center were absolutely exorbitant. Cost of living, cost living, noun phrase, the amount of money needed to sustain a certain standard of living. Example, the cost of living in major cities tends to be higher than in rural areas. Astronomical, astronomical, adjective, extremely large, especially referring to an amount of money. Example, the astronomical prices in that resort made it impossible for budget travelers to enjoy their stay. Prohibitively expensive. Prohibitively expensive, adjective phrase, so expensive that it prevents people from buying or doing something. Example, the entrance fee to the exclusive club was prohibitively expensive for most locals. Gentrification, gentrication, noun, the process of changing the character of a poor urban area through the influx of more affluent residents and businesses. Example, the rapid gentrification of the neighborhood led to soaring property prices. Price point, noun, the price at which a product is marketed or sold. Example, the luxury brand's price point was well above what the average consumer could afford. Beyond one's means, jin means, phrase, too expensive for one to afford. Example, the designer clothing in that boutique was beyond my means, so I had to shop elsewhere. To set one back, idiom, to cost someone a certain amount of money. Example, that fancy dinner set me back quite a bit, but it was worth the experience. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing expensive places or experiences, keep the following tips in mind. Use a variety of vocabulary related to costs and expenses. Don't just rely on words like expensive or cheap. Practice speaking about your personal experiences with expensive places or items. This will help you respond more naturally during the test. Be prepared to discuss broader economic topics, such as inflation, cost of living, and government policies. Use idiomatic expressions and collocations naturally to demonstrate your language proficiency. Develop your ideas fully by providing examples and explanations. Don't just give short, simple answers. Practice speaking for 1 to 2 minutes on various topics related to expenses and travel to prepare for part 2 of the test. Work on your pronunciation and fluency by regularly practicing speaking English, particularly with native speakers if possible. Stay informed about current economic trends and issues to be better prepared for part 3 discussions. By incorporating these elements into your IELTS speaking preparation, you'll be well equipped to handle questions about expensive places and demonstrate your English language skills effectively. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.